KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a chance for isolated showers. High temperatures reach up to 91. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 68. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms 87. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Well, harvest seems to be wrapping up for most of our area counties. I know there's still activity in Smith and Jewell County in the area, so we'll keep an update on that and see how things are going up north in our listing area, hopefully on our report on Friday. But we did have a chance to catch up with Mark Nichols. He is the manager of the Midway Co-op location in Osborne, and he said pretty much done there. A couple stragglers maybe left, but the harvest in Osborne and the surrounding area coming to a close here in 2023. And as expected, numbers again down as they are in most places in north central Kansas. Nichols gave an update on what they've taken in compared to a normal harvest and how that wheat's looked this year.
Oh, probably about 10% of what we usually take in. Just drought feeling we've had here later on was some weeds growing up in it, but other than that, that's just the drought. Test weights were pretty good. Earlier on, it was 58 to 16, some higher than that. On the about 62 on the test weight. The yields, I would say 10 to 20. Some patches were around 20.
Again, a big thanks to Mark Nichols, the manager of Midway Co-op in Osborne. This harvest report on KD Country 94 was brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewell Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewell Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewell, Kansas, or online at www.jewellimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Exclusive access to land not normally open to hunting and above-average success rates. Sound like an expensive hunting lease? Well, it's not. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program provides hundreds of such hunts each fall and winter. And what's even better, there's no charge. All you have to do is apply and be selected. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program offers hunting opportunities with limited access to public and private lands, including select refuge areas for deer, upland game, waterfowl, doves, turkey, and fur bearers. Applications must be made online. programs.ksoutdoors.com. This fall and winter, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is offering more than 350 individual special hunt opportunities. The application period opened on July 8th with the application draw dates as follows. First draw hunts occurring in September and October, will be August 7th for that draw date. Second draw hunts occurring in November, December. The draw date will be September 25th. The third draw hunts occurring in January and February. The draw date is December 11th. Resident or non-resident hunters may apply, though some hunts are restricted to residents only. When applying online, hunters will select hunts by species, date, and category, which include open, youth, or mentored hunts. All applicants are eligible to apply for open hunts, regardless of age or hunting experience. Youth hunts require parties to include at least one hunt or age 18 or younger, accompanied by an adult age 21 or older who may not hunt. And mentored hunts are open to both youth and novice hunters supervised by a mentor age 21 or older who may also hunt. Email notifications are sent to both successful and unsuccessful applicants within 2 business weeks of the drawing. Successful applicants will also be emailed their hunt permit as well as area maps and other pertinent information. Hunters are responsible for purchasing necessary licenses and permits required by law. For more information on the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program, visit ksoutdoors.com/hunting/special-hunts-information. That full story at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee, taking place Saturday, July 15th from 8 a.m. until Sunday, July 16th at 5 p.m. at the Mankato City Park and Jewell County Historical Society grounds. And admission is $10 per person, children under 12 free. Features include antique tractor parade, steam engine sawmill and sawed wood auction, blacksmith demo and iron art sale, chainsaw artists, crosscut saw competitions, tractor pulls, garden tractor games, treasure tank, bounce house, food vendors, and chamber-sponsored watermelon popping. Food and flea market vendors will be there. Free barbecue Saturday night with admission or $10 a plate. Music in the park Saturday night by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands. That's sponsored by the Mankato Chamber of Commerce. They invite you to join them for the fun for the Threshing Bee coming up this Saturday and Sunday there at the Mankato City Park and the Jewell County Historical Society grounds. Also, donate blood in honor of Keller King. There's a blood drive in the Beloit community at the Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room at 1201 North Bell. That'll be next Wednesday, July 19th from 1130 to 6, sponsored by S&S Drug. And you can set up your appointment to give blood by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
I'm really excited about this season. In fact, I think it's going to be a year of celebration. We're going to celebrate our continuing eight. We're going to celebrate our new four. And in fact, we're going to celebrate Texas and Oklahoma and all the contributions they've made to this conference since day one, because there will always be a big part of this conference. So for me, it's really a year of celebration, and we're very excited about it.
Big 12 Commissioner Brent Yormark at Football Media Days on Wednesday, talking about this one season with 14 schools in the conference. We'll have much more on Media Days coming up in the sports cast. We also look at local sports. A former Beloit Trojan coach and legend has passed away. Chad McDaniel Memorial Race took place in Beloit on Wednesday night. A look at today's summer baseball postseason tournaments and an update on Wimbledon. It's all coming up in the sports cast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. We open the sportscast with some sad news as former Beloit wrestling coaching legend Ken Piazza passed away on Wednesday. Piazza coached in Tana Beloit High School from 1971 to 1983 before moving to Cody, Wyoming, where he coached wrestling for over 30 years before retiring in 2007. Among many great accomplishments, Piazza's teams won state titles at Beloit 4 straight seasons from 1980 to 1983. He was inducted into the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2009. In May of 2020, during our COVID Coaches Week interviews, I had a chance to chat with Coach Piazza about his career and time at Beloit. You can visit the Sports Ticket and KD Country 94 social media pages to go back and listen to that interview. Coach Ken Piazza was cherished by many in the area, and our condolences go out to all of his loved ones. In Beloit on Wednesday night, the Chad McDaniel Memorial Race took place at Mitchell County Fairgrounds Raceway. One Kansas native made the 30-lap feature race, and Bryant Wiedemann of Colby stole the win on a green-white checkered finish. Wiedemann came into the night in fourth place in the USAC NOS Energy Midget National Series standings and picked up his first win of the season and in the Chad McDaniel Memorial Race. For more info on the race, you can visit usacracing.com. Also in local sports, American Legion AA Zone 3 baseball tournament in Beloit today. The semifinals, Concordia takes on Marysville at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The consolation semis will follow 25 minutes after that. Beloit will face the loser of that semifinal matchup. Final could be today or tomorrow. For more info on that bracket, you can visit ncksports.com. You can also find the K18 East Regional Tournament. That's taking place in Concordia this evening starting at 6:30. Beloit Red takes on Clay Center. 25 minutes after that, the Smith Center Red will take on Russell. And also in baseball, Pee Wee District semis this evening, D1 at Cortland, Pine Valley against Beloit, Ironbirds at 6:30, Concordia Chevys will take on Belleville Harslev at 8, District 2 at Smith Center has Wakanda taking on Osborne at 6:30, Beloit Grasshoppers against Concordia Knights at 8, and District 3 at Concordia Clifton against Clyde at 6:30, and Concordia Lions takes on Valley Heights at 8 o'clock. Again, full brackets for all those baseball tournaments at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Big 12 is hosting their football media days. The day opened with Commissioner Brett Yormark speaking with the media. One of the biggest topics of discussion has been expansion with the conference. Yormark gave an update on that progress.
We have a plan for expansion, and I'm not going to really address it today. You can ask me, but I'm not really going to address it. We do have a plan, and hopefully we can execute that plan sooner than later. But as I've always said, I love the composition of this conference right now. The excitement the four new members have brought to this conference has been incredible. And if we stay at 12, we're perfectly fine with that. If the opportunity presents itself where there's something that creates value and aligns well with our goals and objectives, starting with the board, then we're certainly going to pursue it.
We'll have more with Yormark on today's Sports Ticket on KD Country 94, as well as KU football coach Lance Leipold, who updated where the Jayhawks program is at the moment. After starting the season 5-0 last year, making a bowl game with a 6-7 finish in year two for Leipold, the expectations are much higher in year three. Leipold expanded on how Kansas would like to handle those expectations.
You know, the same thing, you want expectations. You know, this program hadn't had many expectations of late, and so embracing those but keeping them in balance. But I think any program at any state is, you have to focus on where you're at the moment and making sure you don't get too far ahead of yourself. And we can't spend, no offense to anyone, we can't spend a lot of time reading all the positive things you're going to say, because all of a sudden we're not staying focused on what we need to at the moment to get better. And I think this group gets it. But at the same time, for a program like Kansas, we need to embrace some of those things of expectations and the positivity that's surrounding our program.
Day two of the Big 12 Media Days will take place today in Arlington. K-State coach Chris Kleiman will take the podium. For much more, you can visit Big12Sports.com. Finally, in sports and tennis, at Wimbledon on Wednesday, the dream run for unseeded American Christopher Eubanks came to a close on the men's side of the tough five-set loss to number 3 seed Daniil Medvedev. Eubanks lost a tiebreaker in set 4 and fell 6-1 in the final set. Medvedev moves on to the semis. Number 1 seed Carlos Alcaraz also moved on to the straight set win. On the women's side, 2nd seed Aryna Sabalenka rolled to a straight set win over number 25 seed Madison Keys of the U.S., while 6th seed Ons Jabeur moved to the semis of the 3-set win over number 3 Elena Rybakina. The women's semis will take place today, with Sabalenka facing Jabeur and Alina Svitolina against Marketa Vondrousova. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Orchard, Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.